So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we are live.
Here we go. No clap today.
No clap today.
All right.
I'm throwing curveballs left and right.
I caught it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. You know, it's like recently we talked about, you know, having tools and tools make it more complicated. And I feel like that's my struggle more recently.
Yeah. I witnessed that just a few minutes ago.
Tools make it go. Simplify.
Sure.
Simplify.
Mm-hmm.
What's the takeaway for today?
I think we're talking about just be better. Mm-hmm. Be better mm-hmm. than you were.
You know, I'm going to pivot this a little bit from Professor Renato to Professor Alberto. When I met Alberto Crane, one of the first things is like when you talk to him, oh yeah, you're pointing at Legacy Hoodie. Nice, sweet. Mm-hmm. Self plug, right? But when you talk to Alberto, you will notice when you have like deeper conversations with him, you will notice a common theme. One of his, this is unverified, but one of his favorite phrases is, I just want to do a good job.
Nice.
And you hear this all the time, constantly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, forget about that. I just want to do a good job. Just do a good job. That's all. Just do me a favor and do a good job. Constantly. That comes up. And it really rubs off on you in a sense of, you stop caring about all the distraction points that you have and you just simply want to do it well, you know? And I think it's a good pivot point to what Renato was talking about, Professor Renato, in that recent episode that we recorded.
Yeah.
That was a handoff to you.
What?
You freaking failed that one.
It was not a handoff. It was like an incomplete thought.
That's what we do back in Poland.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but, you know, well, look, I think people get, you know, one of the recent takeaways, very recent, we were talking about distractions. I think that, you know, people need to narrow their focus a little bit and not have these, it's not even goals. I don't know how to describe it, but just, you know, get the ego out of the way and just not compare yourself to something else or someone else and just be a little bit better than you were yesterday in any facet of your life. I should say not every facet, because that could be overwhelming, but hey, I want to be a better dad. Okay. Well, next time I'm frustrated, I need to calm. We always tell our kids, you know, calm down, count of 10, all that. But how many?
We never do it do ourselves, ourselves
yeah. right? Where it's yeah. like, no, because I said so.
Yeah.
You know, I have a daughter that when you tell her to do something, she will do the exact opposite. For a minute, or not even a full minute, but for a little bit, you know, and it's like after the fifth time during the day, I might just, you know, lose it and not be as thoughtful as I should be. And, you know, she's a kid. They don't process information. They don't think the same way. So want to be a better dad, even though it's the fifth time today, let it be six times. Let it be seven times. As long as she's getting up and doing that thing, and it's not a fight, I'm better. Jiu-jitsu. Okay. Had a private with you. I was in a certain position I was describing. It was easy for somebody to topple me over. Boom. I got a little nugget of information. Now I'm a little bit better because of it. I don't have to tap out that person that was giving me that problem, but I've corrected a problem within, you know, I rolled with the guy a couple times and it occurred a couple times. Okay. Well, that's not going to happen again. Probably. I'm not tapping him out, but I'm better than I was. And all those little things, you always say it's like building the Legos, but you're just building Legos. You're not building the Legos. But you're putting them together piece by piece.
Was it a stab at me?
No.
I feel like I was attacked a moment ago.
No, but you,
for a split second.
So to use your analogy, I mean, you're just putting these pieces together, a lot of little pieces mm-hmm. that make everything better. You don't have to have these grandiose challenges or expectations to be better. You know, it's those little things add up. You don't even see them. It's like when you see a picture of your kid from 3 years ago, you're like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I can't believe how much they've grown mm-hmm. because you've been there every day yep. throughout the process. Yeah. You don't notice it. It's like, think of it like a glacier.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's like all these, you know, people refer to this as like 1% improvement every day, you know, just chip mm-hmm. away, just do a little bit of work, you know, I remember literally this week I was reading about an author, I don't remember who it was, but they asked him is how he wrote like 20 novels in a very short period of time. And somebody asked him, well, how did you do that? And he just simply said 200 words a day, 200 words a day. That's all. Because 200 words converted in 1,000 words, and then it converted and converted, and just a little bit chipping away. But if I didn't write a little bit, I would not write nothing. I wouldn't write anything. And it kind of testimonial to what you're saying is just be a little bit better. It doesn't have to change the world. It doesn't have to be some great, enormous, humongous, life-changing process. Just do a little bit better, right? And it's similar in jiu-jitsu. Like we how many times do we say just show up. Mm-hmm. Just come. Stop overthinking this. Stop, you know, like there's this analogy that we hear all the time, especially, I mean, between you and I, we heard this a million times, right? Like, you know, when do you want to start jiu-jitsu? When I lose some weight, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like, you know, I'm yet to meet anybody who lost weight and then they came to jiu-jitsu. Yet I've met thousands of people who started jiu-jitsu and then they lost weight. You know, it's like, it's like those little things that just simply show up, just be, just do. You know, stop overthinking this. Just be a little bit better. You know, try. Just try a little bit. No?
Yeah. I don't even think you need to be conscious of it. You know, you just need to come in and do some work. And then, oh, okay, this something pops up where you're like, I can improve on that. You know, it doesn't have to be doesn't have to be a plan, I guess I'm saying. It's like you just be aware and conscious of your day and what's happening and what you've done and what you haven't done. And, you know, oh, I could have improved on that little bit. Okay. So next time I will, you know, it's, if you get out of your own way, I think it's a lot easier.
Yeah. I think more often than not, we are in our own way, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, another, I remember a story where, somebody was talking about, you know, how do you, it was a life-changing event in a sense of that they got a new job, you know, and they had to wake up literally like 4 hours earlier than their previous life. You know, that's a rough one, you know, going from like 8 to 4. I mean, that's mm-hmm. rough. That's rough change, you know, and he was telling me that every day for months, he simply, as it was approaching to that moment, he woke up 5 minutes earlier, literally set the clock just 5 minutes earlier, mm-hmm. every day, literally every day. And it was tough, but he goes, it was less effortless. There was less effort behind it than setting the damn clock 4 hours earlier and doing it cold turkey, you know? Yeah. So, and I think all of this, we are talking about the same thing, just different stories, different examples, different methods, but it's just, you know, stop overthinking it, you know, stop thinking how amazing you want to do, make your jiu-jitsu and how many changes you have to make. Just start with just coming in, focus on that. And then trust the system, trust your training partners, trust your instructors to guide you through that.
Is it, do you think it's because we want to be better, or do we want to be better than the other person?
I think because we have unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
I think that's where it starts. You know, so like, I want to go to the moon, but I don't have education to do that. Like, I mean, great, you want to be an astronaut, but in order for you to be an astronaut, first you got to finish high school, then college, and then go do other things. And then, like, there are steps behind this. And having unrealistic expectation, I think it's a big one, you know? And it's like, this often comes up, I want to lose 40 pounds. How about you just lose 1 pound a week? I mean, you get there, right? But like, it just stop focusing on the end result. Embrace the process. We talked about this so many times, right? It's like, you know, stop thinking what you're going to get. Think about what you are doing. You know, I mean, how often is that true?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, these expectations, and even if it's something that's not unrealistic, we never think about the path. Like, and I think you just said that, right? You're always thinking about the end result.
Yeah.
And not how, you know. And I think you have to have a serious conversation with yourself too. You have to really want it. Everybody wants to get in better shape. Everybody wants to make more money. And everybody wants, well, you know, I'm generalizing.
Yeah.
But how you get there is more important than the end result, because it might change you. It might change you fundamentally. That once you start actually, you know, working on these things little by little, opportunities open up, things change, and you might find yourself on a different path that'll get you where you want to be, or get you someplace else where you didn't even know you wanted to go. You know, how many people have we talked to that walk through the door somewhere thinking one thing about whatever, jujitsu or getting in shape or, you know, fighting. And then, you know, the next thing, their life is on a completely different path. And it's because I think they weren't so hyper-focused on the end result, right? No?
Well, also another big point behind all of this is, and again, this is not saying anything new. We've talked about this so many times, but I think when you focus on the end result, any obstacle creates it wedges us away from that goal. Meaning there is something we have, like it's a problem. Versus when you focus on the process and you keep the goal in sight, now you have ability to pivot in different directions, make decisions, and those things that come up, they are not an obstacle anymore. They're just something that you have to eliminate or avoid or come around. And it doesn't make the goal unachievable. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. It's just little hurdles instead of a wall.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think this is why a lot of people quit. This is why a lot of people find million reasons why things are impossible. And sometimes thinking, like listening to this, it's overwhelming. Like, you know, like sometimes I sit back and like I sympathize. It's like, you know, it has to be hard to be in that mindset where everything is challenging. Every problem is like end of the world. Like how miserable your life has to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even yesterday, I had such a refreshing conversation. Actually, this morning, such a refreshing conversation with the gentleman who was trying a class this morning. And I guess he's getting his PhD in psychology and other things, and really smart dude. And I don't know how he would get on the topic of choices, but he goes, "Look, positive and negative choices are still a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You make a decision to be in a specific mindset. That you there might be a condition that you can't hold, you can manage. There might be a physical obstacle that one is facing, which makes it harder, but it's still a choice. You still can change the mindset of how you approach this, where you're leading." And it was refreshing to hear that from somebody who is not in jiu-jitsu and just trying to jiu-jitsu. And, mm-hmm. You know, he found it really refreshing to see how easy looking yet difficult mm-hmm. jiu-jitsu is.
Yeah.
So
cool. Good for him. That's awesome. All right. Well, let's leave it there.
All right.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.